This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
I am going to remain anonymous for now, but I really wanted to share some stories. I truly enjoy listening to your show. I've recently allowed myself to be entertained by paranormal stories. I have a lifetime of scenarios, instances, stories that I could share with you, but I did want to get this one off my chest. My entire family has had several stories and occurrences that happened to them, so I really think it's something within our family bloodline that we have been attacked by entities and demons specifically. But anyway, so and this happened to my sister more, and hopefully I can get her to call in. She's got some terrifying stories. But we were younger. I was in junior high at the time. I'm in my 40s now, but we lived in this old house. It was in a rural part of our town, and it was a two-story house. Her and I had a bedroom upstairs. She had the smaller room, and it kind of had the A-frame where the roof was right above her bed. And she had a cross that my mom had given her hanging above her bed. And she never wanted to sleep in there. When we had talked about it later, not at the time, she said that every single night the cross would fly across her room and land on the floor opposite of where, and that made her uncomfortable. So we just, you know, we let her sleep wherever she wanted to. She would either sleep with myself or my mother, and we didn't think really much of it at the time. And then one day, I had come home from school, and my sister was in the kitchen with my mother, and I was dead asleep. Well, my sister comes running upstairs, and she is angry with me, and she's not so much hitting me, but she's pushing me and saying, "What is your problem?" And mind you, I was in junior high, so she was in primary, and she was very angry, and I was upset because when you take a nap, you don't want to be woken up that way. And I said, "What is your problem?" And she said, "Why were you doing that to me?" And I said, "What do you mean?" And she said, "You were downstairs, you were looking out the window, and you were yelling at me." And I said, "No, I wasn't. I've been up here asleep." And the look on her face, she just turned white, and I could tell that she was upset. And I said, "Well, explain to me what happened." So she was, she had gone outside to get our dog while she was in the kitchen with our mom. She went outside to get the dog, and she looked in the window, and I, or somebody that looked like me, had opened up the curtain and was yelling. And she would tell me, "Stop it," because I looked funny. And she, everything that she would say, the person on the other side of the window would repeat what she was saying. And so it became scary to her. So she came back inside, and she didn't see anybody, so she ran upstairs, and that's where she woke me up. And so she became really upset and frightened at that time. And it was a couple weeks later, she told me she was outside with the dog again, and she had seen this figure appear in the middle of a field, because we live next to an open field. She said that this thing, this dark object, had appeared to her, and it would stare at her. And so whenever she would move, the entire body would turn towards her. And so we were brought up in a Christian household, so we know how to battle this, because she was very frightened at that time, and she started praying, and she was kind of yell praying, to fight this thing. And it started morphing into different objects, and it would just throw its head back like it was screaming. You couldn't really hear it, but it was just morphing and screaming, and then it just disappeared. And this, whatever it was, has followed us into our adulthood, more her than I. But come to find out, my mom had told us, because we were terrified, obviously, what was happening in that house, which we moved out of. But when we first rented that house, there was several items that were being, catalogs that were being mailed to the house about witchcraft and different kinds of herbs and books and incantations that you can purchase. So something must have been going on in that house that triggered this entity to start attacking us. Again, I don't know if that has anything to do with what was following us as a family, or if, I don't know, but I'm just curious to hear what you think. That's one of many. I will call in at another time to share other stories that are terrifying. Our adventures with the paranormal have not been positive. So my sister and I, about engaging in anything paranormal, because it's not fun, it's not a game, it's not something that you mess around with, because they have really terrified us, not just our close family, meaning my sister and myself, but aunts, uncles, cousins. I mean, it's the same sort of thing.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.